Hey everybody, welcome to episode 351 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought by our good friends at Legacy Real Estate of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. All right, we're going to talk a lot of girls soccer tonight as the Class 3A state tournament will kick off on Tuesday at the Lyde Recreation Fields in Ames. And we're going to break down the Jaghawk rematch with coaches and players from both teams. In a little while, I'll be visiting with Centennial coach Chris Allen and the Jaguars' leading scorer. But right now, I'm being joined by my first two guests. To my left is the head coach of the 6th-ranked Ankeny squad, and he has guided the Hawkettes to an 11-5-1 record in his first season with the program. He is Gavin Mason. Coach, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Doing well, then. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. And to my right is a junior midfielder for Ankeny, who is the team's second leading scorer. She converted a penalty kick for her 13th goal of the season on Thursday as the Hawkettes posted a 3-1 win over Cedar Rapids Kennedy in a regional final to qualify for state for the 9th consecutive year. She is Isabel Squires. Izzy, thanks for joining me. How
are
you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Coach, let's start with you. I know a couple of the players told me after Thursday's game that you guys didn't really know too much about Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Were you able to gather much information about them, or were you just hoping that you guys could go out and play your game and that would be enough?
Yeah, we had a little bit of film on them. Took some time to go over that, talk through that, so we had an idea of how they were going to play, but obviously not a team that we'd seen a ton of in previous years. So I think the way that they came out and played even was just a little bit different than what we expected from what we'd seen on film. But yeah, I mean, primary focus for us always is just step out on the field, play our game, and take care of what we can control. And I think we did a really good job of that.
And Isabel, you guys had to sit through a lengthy delay because of some heavy rain and lightning. The game didn't start until about 8:45 p.m. What did you guys do in the locker room while you were waiting? And were you worried that the game might end up getting postponed like some of the other games did?
Yeah, we were a little bit worried that it would get postponed, but really just wanted to play it, especially for to give Kennedy a good chance too, because, that's not very fun to have to spend a total of 8 hours in the past 2 days on a bus. And so I think we handled that really well. And we were staying locked in, obviously, staying warm, stretching, doing some juggling, playing some games. So yeah, we stayed locked in for sure.
And Coach, I'm sure you had some concerns, about the delay and how it would affect the girls, but then you got a goal from Sydney Van Howling in the 32nd minute, and I imagine that took some of the pressure off. And then Isabel scored on the PK right before the half to make it a 2-0 game, so you had to feel pretty good going into halftime.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always hard to sit in the locker room for an extended period of time when you're ready to go, and the girls showed up, and you could see, just that look in their eye. They were ready to go. We got out there for our warm-up and then had to go back into the locker room for another delay. So, yeah, as a coach, definitely there's a lot of things that go through your mind. But the leadership that we have in our locker room, I knew and trusted that the girls would keep themselves ready. And, yeah, when they stepped out on the field again, we had about 10 minutes to get going. And then we just started so strong. I was extremely impressed with the intensity that the girls came out with, especially given the circumstances, and just really proud of the way they took care of business right from the get-go.
Well, Kennedy was able to get a goal early in the second half, but then Avery Taylor sealed the win with a goal in the 70th minute off an assist by Ava Paoli. Isabel, did you get worried at all, after the Cougars scored a goal? Were you pretty confident that your defense could step up and hold them off the rest of the way?
Yeah, no, I wasn't concerned at all. I knew that we had control of the game and that we were about to get another goal too, like right when they had scored. And so I was really confident in our team, and the way our defense handled everything was really great.
Well, Coach, I assume you guys had practice on Friday, but you didn't find out who your next opponent would be, until later that night, because both Centennial and Waukee played their regional finals that afternoon. It did seem most likely that you would end up playing Centennial, though. So did you kind of start preparing for the Jaguars right away, or did you just focus more on your own team and what you guys needed to do?
I think Friday we just had a nice recovery session, chatted about some things that we wanted to take care of. Like you said or alluded to, we had an idea of who we might be playing. And obviously the girls were excited about that prospect, but I think the attitude that we took going into it is just whoever we line up against on Tuesday, we're going to go out and we're going to give our best effort and compete with whatever team that is.
Well, you guys will play Centennial on Tuesday at 2:45 p.m., and that'll be on Field 2. It will be a rematch, of course, of the April 23rd game that was won by the Jaguars 1-0. Isabel, do you remember much about, you know, that game? What sticks out in your mind about it?
Yeah, a fair amount. I know that we struggled to possess the ball, and that's something we definitely, you know, next practice, we took that into account, and we started working more on how can we keep the ball and how can we stay composed when, you know, refs get crazy or, you know, the bench gets crazy, spectators and such. And so I think we've really adapted well and learned to just play our game and stay focused on ourselves and our teammates and such.
Well, Centennial scored the game's only goal that night in the 54th minute. You guys initially cleared a corner kick by the Jaguars, but then Grace Poskovich booted the ball back into the box where Matty Postma headed it into the net. And, Coach, I know you told me afterwards that you were disappointed with the result, but you called it a hard-fought match, and you said that your team was organized and defended well. The Jaguars outshot you by just an 11-10 margin, so it really was a pretty even game, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there was a whole lot of quality chances, honestly, to speak of either way. I thought both teams defended well. As Izzy said, you know, we didn't possess the ball as well as we wanted to. I really think that game was a turning point for us. It was a game that could very easily have gone either way. And I think, you know, just getting together, after that, we found a record at 3-3, which is not where we wanted to be at that time, but we just, kind of came together as a team, talked about the things that Izzy just alluded to, you know, taking care of what we can control, setting that standard for ourselves. And I think, you know, since then, the month and a half since then, these girls have really, really stepped up. We've played excellent soccer, and we've played our game and to our strengths, and that showed with the results on the field. And I think, honestly, we're playing our best right now at the end of the season, which is always the goal of the high school season.
And Izzy, I think it was a few weeks ago after you guys lost to Waukee that you dropped to number 6 in the rankings. You know, so it became apparent right then that if the rankings stayed the same the rest of the way, that it was very likely that you would see Centennial again in the quarterfinals. And you told me after the game the other night that you were excited about the possibility of, you know, playing them again. You wanted a rematch, didn't you?
Yes, for sure. And especially since a lot of those players are like our best friends or teammates, it's always fun to get to play against them and, you know, see them in a different aspect of the field. And so, yeah, it's really exciting that we get to play them again.
And Coach, I know you've only been here for 1 year, but, you know, I'm sure you're well aware of the history of this rivalry. Centennial is 10-2-1 all time against Ankeny, and they've recorded clean sheets in 7 of those victories. You know, so it has been a struggle for the Hawkettes, you know, to score against their defense. And Centennial's win over Cedar Rapids Prairie on Friday, I don't think the Jaguars even gave up a shot on goal. You know, it's pretty tough to score if you don't have, you know, any chances. So what's it going to be the key for your team, you know, to break through against that defense?
Yeah, well, first I just want to give all credit to that program, to Coach Allen. He's done a fantastic job. Been a strong program for a long time. And also, I think, you know, just the fact that we've got two Ankeny high schools playing each other in the state tournament, not the first time that's happened either. It's just really a testament to our town, the talent that we have in Ankeny, the soccer community that we have here, the job that the clubs that we have done developing these players. Hopefully, you know, we're not the only ones excited about this. Hopefully there's a lot of people around the city that make that trip up to Ames to watch us. But I think, you know, as far as keys to the game, just playing the way that we want to play, doing the same things that we've done, over this last month and a half. I think that's going to put us in a good position. We believe that we're as good as any team in the state. I think we've shown that at times. And so, yeah, just stepping out, doing what we want to do. We know it's going to be a hard fought game. It's two really good teams that are very deserving, of being in this position. So we're just excited to go out and compete.
Seems like a lot of times in these games, you know, can come down to a 1-0 game, and there may not be a lot of chances. It may just be the case where one girl steps up and makes the play of the game and wins the game, right?
Yeah, absolutely. When you get to postseason, anything can happen. It's all it takes is that one moment.
And of course, now the Jaguars have a veteran keeper in Riley Litchfield, who has allowed only 11 goals this season while making 30 saves. Izzy, you were a freshman on the Ankeny team that did defeat Centennial 2 years ago, 1-0 on a PK by Cam Deeds. But the Jaguars won last year's game 3-0, and of course, they got another shutout back in April. You know, so Riley has been tough to beat. What would you say makes her one of the better keepers around?
Her level of confidence is really a tribute to her success. And I think also just the confidence that her defense has in her and how much confidence she has in her defense, I think has really alluded to her success over the years.
And Coach, I'm sure both teams have made some changes since that last meeting. You guys lost your goalkeeper, Paige Hartz, to a concussion about a week later and had to play without her for a couple of games. Izzy was one of the players that had to step up in goal. And I think you've moved some of your players around to a few different positions at times. Have you noticed any significant changes that Centennial has made since you played them previously?
I think, you know, there's always different things in individual matchups and things that change from game to game. You know, they're a very strong team. They have a lot of players that can play in different positions. I think, you know, that's the case for us as well. So it's going to be a battle of two teams with really great individuals, with players that play well together. So I think we'll just be ready for whatever way they line up. And we know that they will be as well.
Well, it looks like the forecast for Tuesday calls for a temperature approaching 90 degrees with a 50% chance of rain. Now, Izzy, last year you guys lost to Waukee 2-1 in PKs in the quarterfinals, and that game was played in the rain. Are you concerned at all about, you know, the heat factor or the possibility of rain? You probably don't want to play on a wet field again, do you?
It was kind of fun to play on a muddy field last year, but obviously the weather will play a factor, and hopefully we'll be able to power through it and such. So I'm not too worried about it. And I think everyone's been doing a great job preparing for the game. So, yeah.
And Coach, do you think the heat would be a big factor? Would you have to rotate more players in and out, you know, than you normally would?
Yeah, I think it's always important just to manage, you know, in those circumstances. It's going to be hot. We know that. We're preparing ahead of time, making sure that we're, you know, taking on lots of water, hydrating. I think the girls, you know, do a very good job of that, of taking care of themselves. So we'll be as prepared as we can, and rotate where we need to make sure that everyone's in top shape and able to have the impact on the game.
And Izzy, I mentioned that you guys lost to Waukee in PKs last year, but of course, you know, you didn't have any shootouts during the regular season. You know, it is now possible to have a shootout at state. So have you guys been preparing for the possibility of that happening?
Yeah, we did start preparing over the past few weeks, just, you know, end of season. It's going to be crazy, and we're just ready and excited. So yeah, it's going to be great.
And since you took the PK the other night, you know, you're obviously comfortable in that role, aren't you?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And Coach, I imagine it's kind of hard to know, you know, how much time to take preparing for the possibility of PKs, because, you know, you probably only have so much time to practice and have so many different things to cover. Is it kind of hard to balance those things?
It can be at times. We've, you know, sprinkled a lot of that into the end of our sessions as we've been gearing up for the postseason, just knowing that that's a possibility. Obviously, the difference, you know, than in the past of not having that possibility during the regular season to go to a shootout makes the preparations just look a little bit different. But I've been happy with the chances that we've had to take a look at that, to work on that. And I think the girls will be ready if and when that is the case.
Well, the winner of your game will play either Valley or Linn Mar in the semifinals on Thursday. The other semifinal game could be an all-Waukee battle between the Wolves and Warriors. We already know that at least, you know, one CIML team coming out of your game will advance to Thursday. And Izzy, I know you guys can't afford to look too far ahead, so I want to ask you about your next opponent. But, you know, do you expect those other three CIML teams to make it to Thursday, which would make it an all-four, you know, CIML Final Four?
Yeah, I definitely think it's possible. And CIML is super competitive and really well-rounded with their athletes. And it would be really cool if we could have an all-CIML, but it's also really fun to get to play teams that we didn't necessarily get to play in the regular season. So, yeah, I'm really excited. Whoever we get to face will be fun.
And Coach, Northwest is the defending champion and the number one seed, and they are the only remaining unbeaten team. You know, they have to be the favorite going into the tournament, but they do have three draws on their record, including one against you guys on May 12th. You know, I'm sure your team would love, you know, to get to the final and maybe get another shot at them. What's it going to take, though, for somebody to beat them?
Yeah, I mean, they are a fantastic team, but I think, you know, all eight teams that are in the state tournament are really good teams. They're here for a reason. And like I said, you know, in the postseason, anything can happen. So on any given day, you know, one bounce one way or another could make the difference. So I think, yeah, just any of these eight teams has had a great season, is deserving. And it'll be fun to see how it all plays out.
And Izzy, I'm sure if you guys are fortunate enough to get to the final, you'd love to have another shot at Northwest, wouldn't you?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. It'd be really great, especially because I have a few teammates that I like to play against.
Well, it should be a fun week. I'm looking forward to it. I'll see you guys up there on Tuesday, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. The Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Real Eat of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. All right, well, joining me now are my final two guests. To my left is the longtime head coach of the third-ranked Centennial squad, and he has guided the Jaguars to a 15-2-1 record. His team has qualified for state for the 11th time in the 12-year history of the program. He is Chris Allen. Coach, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Doing really well, Dan. Thanks for having us.
You bet. And to my right is a junior midfielder and the team's leading scorer. She has contributed 11 goals this season, perhaps none bigger than the one she had for the game winner against Ankeny on April 23rd. She is Maddie Postma. Maddie, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you bet. Well, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Coach, let's start with you. Your team advanced to state with a 3-0 win over Cedar Rapids Prairie in the regional final on Friday. And I didn't cover that game because I was busy covering the Centennial boys in their state championship game. I know you were there for a while as well. But my reporter, Steve McDaniel, was there at your game, and he told me that Prairie didn't even get a shot on goal. So it sounds like it was a pretty dominant win for you guys.
Yeah, I think, you know, in terms of looking what our defense or our out-of-possession crew was able to do, we definitely kept them away from the goal. We stayed really organized. And so in terms of that, yeah, there's a dominant performance shutting them out.
And Maddie, you guys had to wait an extra day to play the game because it was postponed on Thursday due to some heavy rain and lightning. And I know you guys follow, you know, a specific routine when you're getting ready to play a game. And I'm sure that threw you off your schedule, but, you know, you really didn't have much of a choice, did you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think our team is super adaptive to anything that gets thrown at us. So the extra day wasn't really a challenge for us. We just adapt and overcome.
And Maddie, you guys took a 1-0 lead on a goal in the 36th minute by Rebecca Flick, who found the net after a cross from Grace Poskovich. How important do you think it was to get that goal right before the half?
I think it's super good for us to kind of get that lead, even if it took a little bit. But just however the goals can come, we won't force it ever. But when the goals come, they happen.
And Coach, our team later extended the lead to 2-0 in the 71st minute on a header by your niece, Jaden Jackson, who converted off a cross from Kale Pizzetti. And I have to give my photographer, Steven, some props here because he got some fantastic photos of that goal, showing how Jaden was almost horizontal to the turf when she headed the ball. And you told Steven that was probably the best header goal that you've seen during your time at Centennial, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of goals, seen a lot of great headers. Olivia Brown, Emery Becker, you know, they rank amongst the top in being able to put a goal away with their head. That was a diving header by Jaden. I think everybody thought that ball was just going to sail right past the goal frame. And all of a sudden, she just laid out for it, both feet in the air, and drove through the ball and found a way to even place it in the goal. So it was pretty fantastic.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, Jaden then earned an assist in the final minutes on a goal by Poskovich to produce the final margin. Now, those last two goals were kind of the icing on the cake because you really didn't need them. This was your team's third consecutive shutout and the ninth clean sheet of the season. Maddie, are you usually pretty confident that if you guys can score one goal, that will, you know, be enough to win the way that this team defends on the back end?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the early goal for us is super crucial, and we're never settling. Even after the first goal, we always stay locked in and keep shooting and finding the net.
Well, you guys will now play Ankeny in the quarterfinals on Tuesday at 2:45 p.m. on Field 2 at the Lyde Recreation Fields in Ames. This will be only the second postseason meeting ever between the crosstown rivals. Back in 2018, Coach, Centennial posted a 3-2 win over Ankeny to win the Class 3A crown. And considering how many times that both of you have been back to state, it's probably surprising that you haven't met again since then.
Yeah, it is pretty unusual that, you know, I think almost every trip that we're back, they're back as well. And it really only happened that one time in 2018, and now it will automatically happen this time in 2026. But yeah, I thought about that a little bit. You know, the fact that we're there quite often, but have not run into each other very much.
Of course, your team won the earlier meeting against Ankeny, 1-0. Maddie, you scored the game's only goal in the 54th minute. Can you describe, you know, how you were able to score that night?
I just remember the corner kick that we got put in kind of got like halfway cleared, and then Grace was just able to put it back in the mix, and I just, the wind definitely helped it up to get up into the goal and kind of stay there instead of sailing over, but it was just really cool to get the ball in the back of the net when we needed it the most.
And Coach, I know you told me after that game how amazed, you know, you've been by Maddie's journey to get back on the pitch after suffering an ACL injury last August. And I'm sure you were just hoping, you know, she could be back on the field this spring. Did you ever imagine that she would contribute double-digit goals and be your leading scorer at this point?
You know, with Maddie, anything's possible. You know, when she planned to make it back for the season, I always figured, well, we'll probably see her around this time by the time that she'd be cleared to play. And then you see her in the weight room in the morning and the work that she was doing, and just following her recovery plan, and just, you know, how much she was putting into it, and the lack of fear that she approached that with. She wasn't hesitant or tentative, and if she was, it never showed. So anything's possible with Maddie, in my opinion.
And Maddie, you had to miss your junior wrestling season because of your injury, but I'm sure your background as a wrestler helps you at times on the pitch. When you're going up for those balls in the box, you know, do you think your physicality helps you fight for position?
Yeah, definitely. I think my physicality helps me, and my strength is definitely an advantage to my game. But also trying to control that to stay out of foul trouble has been a challenge for me always, but I've really kind of grown into that this season.
Well, I was looking at the stats from that earlier meeting, and I see that your team outshot the Hawkettes by just an 11-10 margin. Ankeny coach Gavin Mason was on the podcast earlier, and I know he felt like the game was pretty even for the most part. But coach, sometimes in a game like that where it ends up 1-0, you know, it just takes one outstanding play from someone like Maddie, you know, to be the difference, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I give credit to Jaden for having a fantastic header just recently, but in that game, Maddie had a fantastic header as well. You know, she was back to goal. Ball came into her head, and she found a way to like position herself to flick it in. So just some creative goal scoring from the players on the squad throughout the season. But yeah, you know, those games are tight. The derby game, the rivalry game, they're the players get tight for those. There's a lot of emotions wrapped into them, and so hopefully you can get your players to control their composure and approach the game with confidence, but also with a calmness.
Well, Maddie, it was a few weeks ago after Ankeny lost to Waukee that the Hawkettes dropped to number 6 in the rankings. You know, so it became apparent right then that if the rankings stayed the same the rest of the way, that, you know, it was very likely that you would see them again in the quarterfinals. And I know some of the Ankeny players were hoping for a rematch because, you know, they obviously want to avenge that loss, and that is going to provide some motivation for them. You know, how do you feel about having a rematch? Would you prefer to play an opponent that you haven't seen before?
I think that we're really grateful to see them again, because it's always just a fun game, because rivalries are only really rivalries if there's quality players on each side. So it always comes with like a good contest, but I think it'll be a great game, especially just to open up the state tournament. It'll be awesome.
And coach, you guys have had a lot of success in the history of this rivalry. Centennial is now 10-2-1 all time against Ankeny. You've won the last two meetings without giving up a goal. There are only 5 players on the current Ankeny roster, you know, who saw some action in that game 2 years ago, the last time that they did prevail. So do you think that gives your team any kind of a mental edge?
You know, I can't say that it does. You know, history doesn't win you current games. And so we've got to take care of what's in front of us, buy into the game plan, not let the emotions of the state tournament, the rivalry, get the better of us, and just do what we've worked to be good at throughout the season. I'm sure they're taking a very similar approach as they prepare for the game as well. You know, certainly probably a little bit of a chip on their shoulder from our previous season matchup, but that was April 23rd, I think, as you mentioned. You know, and a lot has changed for both teams since then.
Well, yeah, speaking of that, Maddie, I'm sure both teams have made some changes since the last meeting. Ankeny lost its goalkeeper, Paige Hartz, to a concussion about a week later, and they had to play without her for a couple of games. Mm-hmm. And I think they've moved some of their players, you know, around a few different positions at times. Have you noticed any significant changes that they've made since that meeting?
I think we don't really pay a lot of attention to them. We're kind of more like individual focus on our own team, just growing in as like our own players and our own team. We're not super focused on the other team as we go into this matchup.
And coach, what about your team? Have you guys made any significant changes since then?
We've moved some players around, but nothing that we hadn't been doing it before. You know, so for example, Maddie, she might come in as a 9 sometimes. She plays a 10, plays an 8. And, you know, that's how we train, is encouraging players to kind of switch positions almost organically during our training sessions and just hunting space. So we haven't made any significant changes. Jaden's worked her way into the starting lineup most recently, and sometimes that happens towards the end of the season. season for us is that we might see a player who wasn't starting earlier in the season find a way to make that start in the postseason. But you know, we'll see what that looks like in the quarterfinal. It might be Jaden, it might be somebody else. The players are ready to step up if their name is called.
Well, it looks like the forecast for Tuesday calls for a temperature approaching 90 degrees with a 50% chance of rain. Now, Maddie, last year you guys played Johnston in the rain in the quarterfinals and eventually won 3-2 in a shootout. Are you concerned at all about the heat factor or the possibility of rain? I mean, you probably don't want to play on a wet field again, do you?
I think that was a really big memory for all of us, at least everyone that's returning this year, was the rain game. It was just super fun to kind of roll around in the mud afterwards. But I think the heat is a non-factor for us. I think we're all super tough girls. And just pushing the hydration, pushing the recovery is going to be huge for us. But we don't let anything kind of get in our heads such as that. It's an outside factor.
And, Coach, do you think the heat would be a factor? Would you have to rotate players in and out maybe a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, it might look a little bit like a basketball game in terms of taking advantage of the substitution rules at the high school level. You know, we've had some heat exposure already as we've closed out the season, which I think has been good for us. We've had some training sessions that have been really hot. So kind of getting acclimated to what's ahead has already started to happen for us.
I mentioned that you guys beat Johnston in the PKs last year, but of course you didn't have any shootouts during the regular season, but it's now possible to have a shootout state. So have you guys been preparing for the possibility of having a shootout?
Yeah, we prepare for almost every scenario going into the postseason. It's always good to be prepared. We have lots of depth in our PK shooters, and it's just been really good to practice that after training sessions.
And Coach, I imagine it's kind of hard to know how much time to devote to that because you have so many different things to prepare for, and you might never have a shootout. And is that kind of hard to balance those things?
It's been a part of our system, I think, especially, you know, Maddie's probably experienced it every year that she's been here, is that we'll make time for it. If we have to extend a session a little bit longer, that's fine. So we make time for it. Not every girl's necessarily taking those shots. So we have, you know, we can split up and some of the coaching staff can work on some other things with some of the girls that might not be taking a PK. So we can be working set pieces and PKs at the same time on different halves of the field.
Well, the winner of your game will play either Valley or Linmar on Thursday. So it's possible that we could have a Centennial versus Linmar game in the semifinals for the second straight year. The other game on Thursday could also be a semifinal rematch between the two Waukee schools. Now, we already know at least one CIML team will advance to Thursday coming out of your game. And Maddie, I know you guys can't afford to look, you know, too far ahead, so I want to ask you about your next opponent. But do you expect those other three, you know, CIML teams to advance?
Yeah, I think our CIML conference is super strong. So, yeah. I think I can't really like predict anything. As I said, like we don't focus on other teams, focus on ourselves. But I think CIML is a super strong conference and they can kind of make it through. But yeah, like you said, like one game at a time, we focus on what's ahead of us.
And Coach, I'll leave you with this question. Northwest is the defending champion and the number one seed, and they are the only remaining unbeaten team. You know, they have to be the favorite going into the tournament, but they do have three draws on their record. You know, I'm sure your team would love to get to the final and maybe get another shot at them. What's it going to take for somebody to beat them?
I think you've got to put in 80 minutes of solid play. A variety of factors have to go your way. You don't want to be chasing the game at any point against them, but you know they do have a couple ties on their record. So you know, there's been teams that have been able to keep them out of the net or have been able to find a way to draw with them at least. So I think just 80 minutes of consistent solid play is going to be what's important.
Well, that'd be a fun game if we get to that point, and it should be a fun week. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there on Tuesday. Good luck to you guys.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When you work with Legacy Realty, you're not just getting one of the largest and most trusted real estate agencies in Ankeny, you're partnering with over 75 expert agents who are committed to your success. Whether you're searching for your dream home or selling your property for the best possible price, we offer the right tools, strategies, and support to help get you there. As part of LPT Realty, a national leader in the real estate industry, we combine local expertise with innovative resources to give you an unbeatable advantage. Choose us for unparalleled service, proven results, and a commitment to your success in every transaction. Legacy Realty of Iowa, where your real estate goals become a reality. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Ankeny girls soccer coach Gavin Mason and junior midfielder Isabel Squires, followed by Ankeny Centennial coach Chris Allen and junior midfielder Maddie Postma. I appreciate the time from all of those folks tonight. It should be a fun state tournament up there this week in Ames. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.